Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome back to another weekday podcast. We're thrilled you're on the podcast today. Before I dive into today's content, I want to invite you to our financial learning experience. A good friend of our church, a guy named Joe Sengel, has written a best-selling book called I Was Broke and Now I'm Not. I love the simplicity of that title. I was broke, but now I'm not. And he's going to be preaching on Sunday morning, February the 17th here at the church. And then he'll be with us that evening for this financial learning experience. It starts at 5 p.m. We are providing childcare. We're providing a meal for you. It's absolutely free of charge for you. And really, our hope is that this would be a great resource for you, something that you can apply personally on how to handle finances in such a way that instead of it being a stress in your life, it would become a strength. And so this is all about helping you because we know this is a big deal for so many families. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of behind the scene. And we played on the word scene today, and let me tell you why. In 2 Kings chapter 6, there's a story about the Arameans who are plotting to capture a prophet whose name is Elisha. Now, you see, the king of Aram was the enemy king, and he was fighting against the king of Israel. And so there's this battle going on between them. Well, the king of Aram would come up with all of these plans to try to sabotage the king of Israel, to try to basically just catch them off guard. But every time he made plans, it seemed like the nation of Israel was always a step ahead. So much so that this enemy king, when his plan got thwarted over and over again, decided, hey, one of my insiders must be a spy. One of my insiders must be a double agent. So he asked them, he says in 2 Kings 6, which one of you is for the king of Israel? And they respond to him and they say, they said to this king, it's not one of us, but there's a prophet named Elisha who tells everything you speak, even in your bedroom. And so the king of Aram gets enraged by this. And so he sends troops to try to capture Elisha, to take him out. And so Elisha and his servant go to bed one night. They're camping outside of the city of Samaria. And as they're camping out, they sleep that night. And the king of Aram sends this army that surrounds the city. The next morning, Elisha wakes up to his little servant guy, his intern, saying, "Master, master, master, we're surrounded, we're surrounded. We're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die." And here's what's so interesting. Elisha says to this servant, when the servant's flipping out, Elisha says, "Do not fear." This is verse 16. "Do not fear, for those that are with us are more than those that are with them." Now, I got to guarantee you, in that moment, the intern guy was probably puzzled. What are you talking about? There's only two of us. There's 25,000 of them. And yet, Elisha says this one phrase, "Those that are with us are more than those that are with them." And so Elisha prays and he says, "God, would you open his eyes that he could see?" And in that moment, the eyes of this intern were open and he was able to see behind the scene, behind what you can see with your physical eyes. I love this passage for a number of reasons. One, it does remind us that there is an enemy. There is an enemy. And the enemy is not your spouse, it's not a family member, it's not somebody at church, it's not a neighbor. There is an enemy, and the Bible calls him the devil, Satan, Lucifer, whatever name you want to call him. He's real. He absolutely is real. He's waging war against the plans of God. And so the enemy is real, and he does have a strategy. And at the end of the day, his strategy is to undo whatever God's up to. And so the next time you feel tension, the next time you feel attack, I would just remind you, before you blame it on somebody that you can see, remember, there's an enemy. You can't see him with your physical eyes, but he is real, and he's trying to mess up whatever God's doing in your life. The second reminder that I love about this passage is that God is always stronger than our enemy. He absolutely is always stronger. He's not, the enemy and God aren't on opposite ends of the power spectrum fighting against each other. No, God is the only one that's all powerful. And so when Elisha prays and says, "God, would you open his eyes that he could see?" His eyes are opened. And what he saw thousands and thousands and thousands of angels and chariots of fire surrounding them. It was God's way of saying, "I'm still stronger than this." So we're reminded there's an enemy who has a strategy. We're reminded that God is always stronger than the enemy. But the final reminder in closing today is that when we can see as God sees, we can do what God would want us to do. What do I mean by that? So Elisha prays again, and the enemy is struck with blindness. And so Elisha leads them into the city of Samaria, where the king of Israel is. And then he opens their eyes. He prays, and God opens his eyes again, and they're surrounded now by the army of God. The king is celebrating. The king's like, man, this is our chance to wipe out the enemy. And so he says down later in this passage, can we kill him? Can we kill him? Can we kill him? And Elisha says, no, here's what we're going to do. We're going to feed them. We're going to what? We're going to feed them. And so they don't just feed them. They give them this feast. And when those Arameans leave, the Bible is clear to say they never came back again. This is so powerful. Our earthly intuition says we need to get even. Our earthly intuition says we need to level the playing field. Our earthly intuition says, man, they've been warring against us. Let's wipe them out. But the man of God says, no, we're going to do this differently. Because here's that principle. When I can see as God sees, I can do whatever God wants me to do. So maybe today, instead of getting even, instead of trying to be right, we need to try to make things right. Maybe there's a different conversation, maybe a different tone, maybe a different email, maybe a different social media post. Because our enemy isn't flesh and blood. He's the devil, and he's real, and he's attacking whatever God's up to. Don't be surprised today if you come under attack for doing the right thing. Don't be surprised today if in the middle of a God moment, you start sensing the enemy's attack. He's real. But in the middle of it, would you say, God, would you help me to see as you see so that I can do whatever it is you want me to do? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.